Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is truly an exciting time in the United States. Our economy is booming like never before. Our people are prospering and spirits are soaring.
President Trump there not addressing a campaign rally in the United States, but rather speaking during his first official visit to India, addressing a packed house during a rally at the world's newest and largest cricket stadium, and telling the crowd of 110,000 about India.
India will soon be the home of the biggest middle class anywhere in the world, and within less than 10 years, extreme poverty in your country is projected to completely disappear.
Global stock markets are falling after another surge in the number of cases of coronavirus, including in Italy and South Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is not happy with some of her colleagues. The nation's highest court ruling 5-4 late last week in favor of the Trump administration's rule regarding immigrants receiving public benefits while seeking legal status. Getting legal status would be more difficult for immigrants if they receive such benefits, Sotomayor taking issue with the court's decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Billionaire Tom Steyer will be on stage with fellow Democratic presidential hopefuls this week, as a new CBS News YouGov poll just out today gives him 18% support in South Carolina. That's enough to qualify him for Tuesday's debate in Charleston. Steyer has spent a lot of time and money in South Carolina, so now he'll debate six others, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed, but some were found to be credible, and in Albany, more than 100 people were evacuated from the center yesterday morning as police were sweeping the building. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeting that the state has, quote, zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, adding, we won't let hate and fear win. And most of the late Kirk Douglas's $61 million fortune is going to charitable causes. The screen icon passing away this month at 103. Most of the money left behind will be given out by his charity, the Douglas Foundation, to groups including Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. I've got a real treat. I've been chasing Peter Schweitzer down, it almost seems like, all the time. And the reason being is because he is doing something that the everyday media is not doing, and that is getting deep into these issues and exposing government malfeasance and treachery along with corruption. Of course, he's been known for his book, Clinton Cash, best-selling book, which went on to become a movie. Extortion, Throw Them All Out, Architects of Ruin, Secret Empires, Peter, which, you know, you exposed Joe Biden in Secret Empires before he exposed himself. I mean, it became so obvious, but kind of like what we talked about in our discussion after Clinton Cash, I'm going, look at, you know, because it was about maybe 2.5 years or so after you'd written about the uranium deal that the mainstream media and the government itself started to pick up on something, and you're going, wait a minute, why did it, something this obvious and so egregious, take so long?
Yeah, sometimes it takes time for it to seep into the you know, the establishment media and the government. Part of that, Bill, is because these stories are kind of complex. I mean, when you're talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, it took us 9 months to uncover the fact that, you know, while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, his son was basically going around the world to places like Ukraine and China and Kazakhstan and collecting large paydays for jobs and deals that he had no business getting, and that those deals were closely timed to his father, then the vice president's, you know, activities, political activities. So it takes a while sometimes for that to sink in. But we also, there's no question about it, deal with a bias in the media. Some of the media just simply don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. If these stories involve people with the name Trump, they would be all over it. But for some reason, they're just less interested when it involves somebody like Joe Biden.
I guess they have to protect their interests on the D.C. cocktail circuit or whatever, the inner circle of the deep state apparatchik. I don't know, but here, slowly but surely, they're being found out. The thing that I also have been waiting on as well, Peter, is that you see Hunter Biden coming off of Airplane 2, which is, you know, Air Force 1, but it's Air Force 2 when the vice president's on there, and he's accompanying the vice president to whether it's Ukraine and China, and on the heels of that accompaniment are these shady deals that come down. I mean, Hunter Biden didn't even have you know, the common sense to buy his own airplane ticket. He'd go on the people's plane and take advantage. But even that, you know, which seems to me so obvious because you see footage of this, they're saying, well, we've got to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, that that, in fact, you know, that the timing, you know, connects exactly, even though, you know, at this point, you know, the vice president has some plausible deniability, and he tells everybody, he says, why are we even talking about this? That's already been proven to be a hoax.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, look, everybody knows that if you're in Washington, D.C. or in those circles and your last name is Biden or, say, Bush, you're going to have certain advantages. Everybody gets that. But that's not really what we're talking about here. In the case of Hunter Biden, it's not just the fact that he got deals he wasn't qualified to get and they were big paydays. It's when those deals happened. So the China deal, for example, he ends up getting a $1 billion, that's with a B, private equity deal financed by the Chinese government, even though he has no background in China and no background in private equity. Well, that deal happens when? It happens 10 days after he accompanies his father on Air Force Two to Beijing, China, where his father has a lot of discussions with Chinese leaders, gets criticized for basically being soft on the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Hunter gets the deal. Or you look at Ukraine. You know, he gets the payday, a $1 million a year payday from this corrupt energy company in Ukraine. When does he get the deal? He gets the deal 3 weeks after his father is appointed point person on American policy towards Ukraine, where he
can
clear all the aid dollars. So it's a timing question. And when Joe Biden says, oh, there's nothing to see here, everybody knows there's something to see here. And I'm convinced this is part of the reason his campaign has not gone well. He has not had a good answer to these kinds of questions.
And meanwhile, the former president escapes any kind of responsibility. And as you say, he was appointed. He wasn't appointed by Congress. He was appointed by the president himself.
Yeah, and we know for a fact, based on reporting in the New York Times and elsewhere, that there were certainly questions raised about the Ukraine deal. Certainly there had to be some awareness of this China deal. You know, his son's company, Rosemont Seneca Partners, this sort of small, new, rinky-dink financial firm, getting a deal in China that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, nobody else had.
Right.
So we know that. For Barack Obama not to say anything about it or to say knock this off, you know, means in a sense he's complicit in it because he's allowing it to happen and he's not raising any questions.
Well, this is the same president that gave cover for Hillary Clinton.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, this is the thing that I say. I say this applies to Republicans. It applies to Democrats. If we are going to be serious about corruption, I'm talking about real corruption, not, you know, people throw the word around, but I'm talking about self-enrichment through government service. You have to be prepared to call out your own side.
Exactly.
You cannot, as a Republican, if you like your senator and your senator is engaging in these shenanigans, you can't look the other way because you like the way that they vote.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if you like Joe Biden and he's engaging in this behavior, you can't just ignore it. And it's interesting, there was a survey done, a poll done a couple of weeks ago by The Hill magazine in Washington, D.C., where they surveyed Democrat primary voters. And they found that 40% of them said that Joe Biden needed to be more specific in answering his questions about his son's business dealings. So
exactly.
That speaks to the fact that corruption is a concern for people on both sides of the aisle.
Well, and we've seen it over the years. I mean, you were, I think, the only one that reported on, Congress themselves and insider trading. You reported on the deals that Nancy Pelosi had been getting away with. And it was, you found out from even the Ethics Committee of Congress said that they didn't have a problem with insider trading until you brought it up. And then I think within a year, they said, hey, guys, we got to stop doing this.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, here's the problem. You know, there are all kinds of rules. There are good rules that apply to the rest of us. I mean, for example, Joe Biden and his son doing these deals and Joe Biden's involvement with them. If Joe Biden were the CEO of a publicly traded company, he would be in serious trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission because you are required to disclose conflicts and actions or, you know, things that you're doing that benefits your family or your family's businesses. That's not required of politicians. And the reason is pretty simple, because politicians get to write their own rules. And they are not going to push for the kinds of rules and transparency that we're talking about unless they are publicly shamed into doing so. And the insider trading in the stock market is a great example of that.
Exactly.
They ignored it. They didn't pay any attention to it. They became so embarrassed. My book came out. We partnered with 60 Minutes. They did a big story on it. That basically forced them to act because people were so outraged. That's the way you get things changed.
Exactly. And Peter, what's so amazing by this is that, you know, you have been consistent in exposing, you know, the truth to the voter politic, and they've got to keep the pressure on because this, after all, is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means they serve at our behest. They want us to believe differently, that the organizational chart has been turned upside down, but our founding fathers were real clear as to who was going to be on top of the heap, right?
That's exactly right. And what we don't want is where we are in the country right now, where public service, you're allowed to engage in politics and at the same time enrich your family.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Peter Schweitzer after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's three featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your golden. You've come so far.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Peter Schweitzer continues, talking about his number one New York Times bestseller, Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. You know, it has been a great exercise to go back and remember, Peter, the different books that you've written before and the investigative reporting. I mean, it has really established you as the go-to person and organization who have consistently been doing these deep dives that we've expected the mainstream media to do. But you have consistently done this. You've added to your credibility. And here it is. You've got a number one New York Times bestseller on your hands once again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I believe corruption is a human problem. It's not a Republican problem or a Democrat problem. I do believe, and the reason I focus on progressives in this new book, is that progressives are unique, and they need serious evaluation, because what makes them unique, Bill, is whether you're a moderate or a conservative or a classical liberal or a libertarian, generally most of those people think the size of government's about the size it should be, or it should be smaller. Mm-hmm. Progressives are saying we need to make government a lot larger and a lot more powerful to solve our problems. That's the premise behind what Bernie Sanders and everybody else is saying. Now, of course, it's highly debatable whether they would actually solve our problems. I don't think they would. But it begs the larger question of what are they going to do with more power? What have they done with the power they already have? And the thesis of the book is what they have done with the power that they already have is enrich themselves. They've abused power for their own benefit. So if you give them more power, you should expect there to be a whole lot more of this, because human history teaches us power corrupts people. And the more you give them, the more corrupt they're going to be.
Well, you want to look at what people will do. Look what they've done, to your point. And you took some 18 months of research time working on this, because I know, because several times I was trying to get in touch with you, and they said, he's locked up, he's researching, he's got a new book coming out. And so here we are with Profiles in Corruption, and let's talk about Bernie. What did you find out about Bernie Sanders?
Well, Bernie Sanders is very interesting. He's worth millions of dollars, which is interesting for a guy who's been in elective office really most of his adult life, never really had a job before that. Mm-hmm. When he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont at age 39 back in 1981, the first thing he did was put his then-girlfriend, later wife, Jane, on the payroll. And the city council, which was controlled by Democrats, erupted and said, wait a minute, you can't just hire somebody. There's no job here. We didn't authorize this job. You can't do this. And Bernie basically ignored them, kept her on the payroll, and this began a pattern over the course of the next decades where he has steered taxpayer dollars and campaign dollars to his family. And sometimes he does them in sort of very mischievous ways. So One of the big secrets, dirty secrets in Washington, D.C., is you can funnel money to a family member or a friend with using campaign dollars through something called media buying.
Exactly.
So if you, Bill Martinez, said, I'm going to run for, you know, Senate in my state, Peter Schweitzer, I want you to buy $1 million in television and radio ads, I would be entitled to getting a commission, 10 to 15% of that, for doing the media buys. So out of the $1 million, you would see $1 million on your Federal Election Commission form, but I would get $100,000 to $150,000 of that. Mm-hmm. And that would not be disclosed anywhere. That's the beauty of this. So,
Peter, having been in that business, let me tell you, if I was negotiating with, and we did this with the Reagan campaign, as a matter of fact, we had to negotiate with the powers to be, and our commission at that time was about 5%, okay? So it's negotiable.
Yes.
But if it's a family member, guess what? There's no negotiating. It's going to be 15% is what they're going to get.
Exactly. And what we know is that Bernie put his wife, Jane, in charge of his campaign media buying, despite the fact that she had no background in advertising, she had no background in media buying. He put her in charge, and she was getting this commission. We know she made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it. The big mystery, Bill, revolves around the 2016 presidential campaign, because in that case, Bernie spent $83 million in media buys, huge sum of money. Where did that money flow through? Well, it flowed through this little-known company called Old Town Media. It had no other clients. It had no website. It was registered to a home in suburban Virginia that sits on a cul-de-sac. And they, $83 million went through this entity. Who owns this entity? Well, two friends of Jane Sanders, his wife,
yes,
who was involved in the media buying before. Now, Jane was asked about this by a progressive reporter in 2016. You know, are you connected to this? What do you know about it? And Jane Sanders, according to the reporter, hung up the phone. So there's this mystery. We know she did it before. We know she made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this before. Did she get a cut of that 2016 presidential campaign media buy? And we just don't know.
Well, and so far he's spent $40 million in this current,
yes,
in this current,
exactly,
campaign. So figure out 15% of $40 million. I mean, that's a pretty good return, right?
That's good money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, no matter how you look at it. We got about 4 minutes. I want to talk about Amy. Amy Klobuchar, what did you find out?
Yeah, Amy Klobuchar is an interesting paradox because she votes with Bernie Sanders 88% of the time. But here's the thing. At the same time she's doing that, she is one of the top three recipients of corporate campaign donations in all of the U.S. Senate. So how do you do that? How do you vote with Bernie Sanders and at the same time collect all this corporate cash? And it turns out that she does it through this very virulent form of crony capitalism. And we have numerous examples of this in the book where, a couple of dozen executives from the same company will write large checks to her campaign over a 2 to 3 day period. And then in a couple of weeks, she will introduce legislation on the Senate floor that specifically benefits that company.
Wow.
That's the pattern that you see emerging with Amy Klobuchar.
It's that obvious.
Yes, it's that obvious. Now, look, everybody has this sense, and it does go on often in Washington, D.C., that donations buy access, it buys favors, it buys legislation. What's stunning in her case is how blatant it is, and we have numerous examples. I mean, there's an energy company, for example, where I think it's 28 executives donate to her campaign over a couple of day period, and then she introduces legislation that specifically benefits that same energy company. It's quite astonishing.
Unbelievable.
The other part of it, Bill, is before she was a U.S. senator, she was a prosecutor in Hennepin County in Minneapolis, mm-hmm, the chief prosecutor, and she talks about the fact that she went after white-collar criminals, and she mentions all these, you know, small fish and minnows that she went after. What she didn't do was go after the massive whale that was there at the time, which was a guy named Tom Petters. He and his associates were running the second largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history, and it was pretty... There was a lot of awareness that he was doing something fishy.
All in her watch.
Klobuchar. Mm. Yeah. And she did not investigate them. She went after people that were doing business with him, did not go after him. What you find out is that Amy Klobuchar's number one campaign contributor when she ran for Senate was Tom Petters and his compatriots. What you also find out is that her political mentor, Walter Mondale, both of his sons were working with Tom Petters at the same time. So it seems fairly clear that it was selective enforcement. She was turning a blind eye precisely because Tom Petters had the right friends and he was writing checks to her campaign.
Exactly. And there's more in the book. We got about a minute left here, Peter. Let's touch on Elizabeth Warren here.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, her net worth is around $12 million. They pay well teaching law at Harvard, but not that well. She made her money with one of the dirtiest moves in Washington, which is she was hired by Congress in the mid-1990s to rewrite the bankruptcy laws. She was paid by taxpayers. Once she wrote part of those laws, she went to corporations that were going to be affected by the laws and said, hire me and I will help you navigate around the laws that I was paid to write. And she made millions of dollars representing corporations to get around or skirt the laws that she herself had actually written.
Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Peter Schweitzer's new number one New York Times bestseller, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, how can people be in touch with you?
You can go to PeterSchweitzer.com or you can go to the Government Accountability Institute website. Just type in cronyism.com.
Peter, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to new research from Bank of America, 51% of Americans believe they're not saving enough to achieve their financial goals. What are you saving for? During America Saves Week this February, Bank of America is encouraging people to review their financial habits, make a plan, and commit to healthy savings behaviors. Kevin Condon, Bank of America executive.
Understanding how to budget, plan, and manage your money is a critical component of financial security, and it's never too late to begin saving. Building healthy savings habits may seem daunting at first, but Bank of America offers educational resources such as Better Money Habits and automatic savings tools like Keep the Change to help you become a smarter saver and reach your financial goals.
For more savings insights, strategies, and resources, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is truly an exciting time in the United States. Our economy is booming like never before. Our people are prospering and spirits are soaring.
President Trump there not addressing a campaign rally in the United States, but rather speaking during his first official visit to India, addressing a packed house during a rally at the world's newest and largest cricket stadium, and telling the crowd of 110,000 about India.
India will soon be the home of the biggest middle class anywhere in the world, and within less than 10 years, extreme poverty in your country is projected to completely disappear.
Global stock markets are falling after another surge in the number of cases of coronavirus, including in Italy and South Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We have a country to save.
Let me tell you, it requires all hands. It requires we the people. You know, this is the frustrating part of the elites, is that, and that's clear. The clear takeaway of the Mueller investigation, the Ukraine investigation, is the elites feel like they shouldn't be held accountable, that they know more than we do. They want to deny that this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. Okay, so you have to imagine the org chart is turned on its head. This is the way our founding fathers denied it, because they knew that if we put unrestrained power in the hands of few people, it would be out of control, and that would be the death nail of this incredible American experiment. With us right now is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris Farrell continues with us. Chris, as you were saying earlier, the administrative state, you know, like most people, I mean, let's face it, you know, as human beings, we don't want people, you know, looking into our stuff. We want to be, controlling and protective of what it is that we're doing, because we are human, and I guess with that comes the temptation to cut edges and, you know, take shortcuts and that sort of thing, which is not necessarily in the public interest. And so it's natural to understand why they may want to hide some of this, not to mention the fact that they all are basically setting up their own individual fiefdoms to a degree, are they not?
You are exactly correct. So there's careerism, there's opportunism, there's a lot of sort of secondary or tertiary motives that end up being pushed ahead of what they really should be doing, which is, look, all these government employees, they are nothing but our trusted servants.
Yes.
You know, they do not rule or govern. They act as our agents and they're our employees, and somehow they forget that.
Yeah, they should be the ones that are calling out these discrepancies. It's not like we should be relying so much on, you know, the Judicial Watch, what you and Tom have been doing and the team, you know, for all these years, and the Schweitzers and others, you know, that come to mind that have really helped out. The mainstream media is MIA in most of this, sadly, because when you consider their resources and what they could be doing on behalf of the people, but they've lost their way to, as you say, forsake what their purpose du jour is all about, and that is to serve we the people.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, so let's talk about the Stone fiasco. This thing really kind of blew up pretty quick. I think there was some TikTok timing that was interesting between what A.G. Barr was considering, and then you've got Donald Trump, you know, with his finger on the Twitter.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that. There's people out there who are trying to either demonize or sensationalize that. Some are even trying to say it's, you know, inappropriate or unlawful influence. What a load of garbage. The President of the United States has people that work for him, one of whom is the Attorney General of the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. This notion that there's somehow the Department of Justice or the Attorney General is independent, you keep hearing that word over and over again, and it's a load of bunk. He's an employee of the President. He serves at his pleasure, right? The President is the chief executive of the United States, and he has all these executive departments that work for him. And when, you know, conniving little weasels in the Department of Justice dream up a way of trying to nail a guy with 7 to 9 years for what's really a glorified parking ticket offense, mm-hmm. and the President says, look, this is crazy. Why are we doing this? You know, even the Attorney General reportedly was briefed on this and objected to it before the President even tweeted about it.
Exactly.
And the Attorney General has also been clear that there was no communication, there was no ask, there was no pressure, there's zero. 7 to 9 years for a phony process crime charge on perjury. I got a little news for you. You know, in my past life when I was doing counter-espionage work, if I interviewed you for 2 hours, I guarantee you I could get you on a charge of 18 U.S. Code 1001, which is false official statement. Mm-hmm. Because in the course of 2 hours of me interviewing you, you will either contradict yourself or you will use two different ways to describe the same thing. And so I'll come back and say, hey, look, you were less than truthful. You were forthright. I can, one time you said of, and the next time you said from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Stone is no angel. He's a controversial guy. There's a lot of people that, you know, hate him or have mixed feelings about him. That isn't the point. You know, when you try to put a guy away for years and years over something that was, like I said, it's a glorified parking ticket offense,
mm-hmm.
should he suffer for something that he's done? Maybe, mm-hmm. but keep it proportional.
Right.
There are rapists. There are people who have engaged in murder or manslaughter who are put away for
a lot less time.
7 to 9 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were reporting that a rapist, on average, about 4.5 years of incarceration. Somebody going
look,
in.
I know cases. I have many friends in law enforcement in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They have rapists out on ankle bracelets.
Yeah, that's
no kidding.
Yes, right. Well, and of course, what they're also doing in New York City is they will go ahead and get a conviction and then let them out the next day. I mean, it's
correct.
Like it's absolutely insane. But yet, because Roger Stone is a character, I mean, he's been on the show. I've interviewed him several times. He's a man of bravado and exaggeration. You know, with Roger Stone, you get egg rolls because that's who he is. But, you know, in this particular case, as you said, you can tie somebody out. Katie McFarlane, in her new book that's going to be coming out next week, I mean, she talked about the grueling ordeal she went through, just to your point about the interrogation and that. She said she had to go to, I think she ended up in Scotland or something. She just called time and she went away. She just had to get away and clear her head. But, you know, it's everything that they put you through, and then, you know, let's talk about the expense. What they've done to General Flynn, they've bankrupted him. And, you know, for something that one of the agents who was there for the interrogation said, it really wasn't a lie, but somehow it comes out that it's a lie. And then these talking heads from CNN and everything they presented is it was an absolute lie. And, you know, it's like, whoa, you know, you guys say bigger lies than what the general was accused of, but, you know, for you it's a misstatement, or Andrew McCabe, he wasn't altogether.
Yeah, look at McCabe and Comey, where it's documented. There are Inspector General reports and internal FBI and Department of Justice, you know, records reporting, detailing the numbers, plural, of times that they lied, both under oath and in official inquiries where you're expected to just be forthright and truthful.
Exactly.
All that's documented, and they're off on television and doing book tours.
And now he's doing an end zone dance like Jesse Smollett. I think you got to be careful, because I'm not sure the fat lady is finished singing on that whole event yet.
Mr. Durham is still doing his thing, so we'll see what happens.
Exactly. We've got a couple minutes left, Chris. I've been wanting to talk to you about Seth Rich. This has been one of those things that's been hanging out there forever, and you and Judicial Watch has requested the Seth Rich records. Update us on that.
Yeah, so this has been an ongoing investigation and also the subject of litigation for us since the murder of this young man in July of 2016. So I think he's in his late 20s, 27, 28 years old, when he was murdered on a Sunday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:20 on a street in Washington, D.C. It's a highly unusual murder in that, you know, he's shot twice in the back in what reportedly is a bungled robbery attempt.
Yes.
Except that.
So bungled, they didn't even take his wallet, right?
Yeah, right. So the Rolex watch on his wrist, his wallet, credit cards, and cash are all left. But the guy gets shot twice. So it's an unsolved murder. It's a tragedy. I mean, regardless of there's a lot of speculation of politics around. You know,
you've got some email reference message between Strope and Page, right?
They quash something, and we want to know what that is.
Exactly. Well, as always, Chris, keep up the great work. We appreciate all that you're doing on behalf of We the People, and you know, we thank you so much for coming on the show. You take care.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, here with Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
You that once you've had an awkward moment, you know, it's like we've been there, done that. There's no need to keep repeating it, right? You know what that's like.
I do. And you know what? I think I want to live vicariously through you today as well.
Just for fun, huh? Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people are living vicariously through Call of the Wild. I mean, it was kind of interesting because some people didn't realize that the dog was CGI'd. They seen the trailer and they thought, okay, well, let's go. even my brother-in-law right away picked it up. He goes, well, yeah, what do you mean? You didn't know it was CGI. I mean, it's obvious it is, you know, but so goes our imagination, right? We want that dog to really be real because I said, gosh, what's going to happen after this movie is everybody's going to go out trying to buy this dog. And they're going, no, that's a make-believe. Dog bubbles all.
Yeah, and you know, in some ways, that's one of the bigger problems with this movie. Obviously, The Call of the Wild is based on Jack London's famous novel about a dog who gets dognapped from California and sold into doggy servitude in Alaska in the 1890s during the Klondike Gold Rush. And he's got a couple good owners, a couple bad owners. Luckily, he ends up with Han Solo, I mean, Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they go off into the wilderness and have an adventure. Yeah. Once I got over the...
Yeah, I know, and Harrison Ford kept looking at the dog thinking, but you don't look like Chewbacca.
I know. I mean, he kept...
Yeah, what's going on?
He sells it pretty well, actually. I thought, you know...
No, he does.
Movie
I thought,
that,
yeah.
That Harrison Ford might have just phoned it in. This feels like that kind mm-hmm. of movie. But I think he took it pretty seriously, I mean, in a good way. So mm-hmm. once I got over the digital dog, it was a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. It's got a couple violent scenes. There's one big, scary sort of spirit wolf creature with red eyes that keeps showing up. He was actually kind of leading Buck, who is the dog. But I thought, you know, if you got kids who are really sensitive or prone to nightmares, that was a scary image. And there's some violence. Mm. Harrison Ford's character has a bit of a drinking problem. But all in all, this is a pretty rollicking Alaskan digital dog adventure. So better than a lot of the stuff we've seen for families recently.
It's kind of amazing, you know, when we talk about Adam Holtz, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just hearing Adam for the first time, he's with Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com. We talk every week, and we have these conversations about movie reviews, things that are happening in the culture, and, you know, consistently, we're talking about how the media is pushing the edges here, and it's almost like we have to precondition our kids about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the beauty of Plugged In, is because you throw up a warning flag, say, hey, be prepared. So you have this conversation before, if you decide, hey, I'm going to take my child to the movie anyway. But get prepared. There could be these upsetting situations, because Hollywood, sadly, is going to continue to push the envelope.
Yeah, that's right. And even you have to know your own kids, because as I was watching it, I thought, my 9-year-old would freak out at this sort of almost demon-like wolf dog, and my older two kids would be fine. It wouldn't bother them a bit. And so it's important for us as parents to be students of our children and just to be aware of the kinds of images and ideas that are likely to really adversely affect them. And, you know, Plugged In exists so that you can have all the information you need to make a good decision ahead of time. But sometimes we don't make good decisions, and we have to do a little bit of damage control afterwards, and that's part of reality, too. You know, you talk through it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You work through it, and you help your kids learn how to process that stuff.
How about you when you were a kid? Did you have any problems with any of this stuff, or were you just...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you want to hear a great story?
I think till I was about 8 years old, I mean, some of this stuff used to really freak me out. I mean, it wasn't about clowns. I know some people have things about clowns. Clowns didn't bother me so much, but there were certain things that really did bother me.
Yeah. You know, when I was 6 years old, there was a documentary with documentary in air quotes about Bigfoot that was released in theaters called Bigfoot, the Mysterious Monster. I never saw that thing. I saw the commercial for it two or three times when I was 5, 6 years old, and it wrecked me, Bill. It terrified me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it goes to show the power of images to plant ideas in our heads. And I was scared for years because of what might have been maybe a minute of exposure to images and commercials on a TV show. You know, obviously we can't always protect against everything, but I think being aware of our kids' sensitivities and being proactive about making choices that help us avoid the things that are going to be problems and engage when there's, you know, conversation that needs to be had, that's sort of the two-pronged strategy here.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. I remember for me, because we lived by the ocean, and I saw some movie about a tsunami or something. I mean, it took me a long time to get over that. Another one was giant scorpions. And I kept thinking a scorpion is going to come around the corner, you know, and then, of course, the blob. I'm really aging myself, because people are going to go, oh, yeah, I remember that, man. That was wild. The blob, you know, when the blob was taken over.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, is there some sort of biogenic bug that's going to come around and start eating up everybody, you know? So.
Yes, and the answer was no, but you didn't know that as a child.
Yes. No, so it took me a while. I mean, it took me a number of months, and I think one, maybe, like I said, years, but I knew friends that had clown issues, and I mean, they're like in their 30s still having clown issues. I go, okay,
right.
You know, but wow, it's crazy stuff. All right, so let's talk, did we talk last time? Because I wasn't sure if we had talked about the First Lady. Did we? For some reason, I don't recall talking about
it. You know, we didn't talk
your
about
your First Lady,
but I am happy to dive into a movie that probably is gone already.
already come and gone, huh?
Well, I mean, it was in really, really limited release. And, you know, this is about a woman who was the First Lady, and then her husband, the president, dies, and the next guy who is president ends up there's another election to elect the First Lady, and she ends up being the First Lady. So, this is a nice movie. There's not much content here. It's the kind of movie that on one hand I think we would say we want to see more of, and on another level it was in limited enough release that not very many people saw it when it came out 2 weeks ago, and my guess is it's pretty much gone already.
Came and went, huh?
Came and went. Yeah, no, I'm actually looking for any information on Box Office Mojo. Yeah, it was on 15 screens and it made $85,000 total. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, outside of the plugged in reviewers, I'm not sure who saw this movie.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of plugged in, let's talk. We've been promising everybody we're going to talk about the movie awards for 2020 or 2019.
Yep.
So what was high on your list? Did Poltergeist make it?
Poltergeist did not make it. Not for 2019 and not for 1984 or 3 or 2, whenever it came out either. So each year we nominate 5 movies in 4 categories: best movies for kids, for teens, for adults, and best Christian movie. And instead of reading through a list of 20 movies, I'll just tell you the one we picked in each.
Go to the envelope. Okay, perfect.
So for kids, we picked Toy Story 4. And, you know, you keep thinking, oh, these Toy Story movies are really going to fall off in quality. And maybe for some people they have. But I thought this was a really interesting film in terms of some of the themes it dealt with separation and you know, some kind of grown-up themes for a kid's movie. Best movie for teens we picked was Harriet. And Harriet, of course, is about Harriet Tubman. I learned about her a little bit in grade school, but, you know, other than her being a part of the Underground Railroad, I didn't know anything about Harriet Tubman. And this is a movie that really emphasizes her pretty mystical relationship with God. You know, just responding to God's call and obediently doing what she sensed that he was calling her to do, which of course led to her heroic participation in freeing many, many slaves from slavery. And we put that in the teen category because this is the kind of movie you could watch with your teens and have a great discussion about racism and history, which frankly...
Right. And character.
And character.
And obedience to the Word of God. I mean,
absolutely.
To do what she did, Adam, during that period of time. This is courage. This is really, in a lot of ways, it's supernatural courage. This is why.
Absolutely.
And she would probably tell you, but for the hand of God, she wouldn't have been able to have done that.
That's exactly right. Best movie for adults, we picked A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which coincidentally was my favorite movie of 2019. This is a movie about, sort of about Mr. Rogers, but it's really about a jaded journalist who gets assigned to do a profile piece on Mr. Rogers for Esquire magazine, and he assumes that he's like any other celebrity, that his Mr. Rogers shtick is exactly that. It's just, you know, it's a role he puts on, and so he goes to meet Fred Rogers, and he finds out there's absolutely no difference between the man on screen and the man in real life, and Fred Rogers' kindness absolutely transforms this man's life. And I think, man, if there's a message we need right now, and I think we talked about this when it came out, a movie that reminds us the importance of kindness is hugely important.
Exactly.
No, I was going to say, in the Christian category, we picked Unplanned, which is about Abby Johnson's story as a Planned Parenthood director and her coming to realize the horror of abortion. Tough movie, R-rated movie for some blood and some graphic imagery, but I felt like one of the most important movies of 2019.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking with Ashley Brashert in a couple of days. Yeah, we're here at NRB, and so I've spoken with her several times, but this will be the first time actually face-to-face, because she'll come right in and be right on the opposite side of the studio desk, and so looking forward to that. So good job, and anyway, as always, appreciate all the great work that Plugged In and the team does on behalf of We the People. There he is, Adam Holtz. He's the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, Adam.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Join me, George Norris.